So as we head into winter, obviously we think about flu vaccinations, and of course with what's gone on for the last 18 months or so, we're thinking about COVID vaccinations. Joining us to have a chat about this today from the Immunisation Coalition is Associate Professor Paul Griffin. Paul, are you well?
Yeah, I'm good, thanks. Thanks for having me.
That's the way. Have you had your vaccinations?
I have. I've had my AstraZeneca vaccine, and I'm well under 50, but had that with no problems, and have had my flu vaccine as well.
So there's no concerns about having both at the same time, Paul?
No, that's right. I mean, out of an abundance of caution, and because we were still waiting for, I guess, some more information about the vaccines, it was a fairly arbitrary decision to have them separated by 14 days at the outset. But we know a lot more about the COVID vaccine now. We've seen it obviously rolled out in the hundreds of millions of doses now, and we know there's no deleterious effects for combining them. So we know that there's no increased risk of side effects or reduction in how well they work. So if it helps people, particularly those that are at higher risk, get both vaccines, perhaps more quickly or more people get vaccinated, then we're advocating for people to have them at the same time.
As you say, if somebody is elderly or if they're vulnerable, about the possibility of having both at the same time, but all the tests so far have proven that that's unfounded.
Yeah, that's exactly right. So we haven't seen an increase in adverse events at all. And this isn't a novel thought, actually. And other countries have already recommended this. And we've heard in certain states with obviously the situation unfolding that they're recommending this as well. So we're just advocating for it to be an option for those people in which it might help get the vaccines more quickly.
I'm not too sure whether you're best placed to answer this, but I was wondering whether actually, is there a flu that's going around at the moment? Because we've all been so, in the most case, well-behaved as far as washing our hands and keeping ourselves away from everybody. Is there a flu that's working its way through our community, Paul?
Not at the moment, but we are really worried that it will come back. I mean, we saw one of the best years ever with flu last year because of all the interventions for COVID. And now when you combine that with a vaccine like a flu vaccine, it was highly effective. And so we saw a low flu year, but that's not going to be the case forever. And we're really worried that it is going to come back. And obviously protecting people with the vaccine is the main way to prevent that happening.
And Paul, do you think that we may have demonstrated to ourselves as a society that we really do need to maintain those health standards moving forward, like for generations moving forward? Because one big year has pointed out the effectiveness.
Absolutely. You know, I think it's been a tremendous effort that we've been so successful with COVID in this country through a lot of those fundamental mitigation strategies. And if we can keep up at least some of them moving forward, it's going to have a huge impact on not only COVID and the flu, but even things like gastrointestinal pathogens, so tummy bugs, for example, are also potentially transmitted through some of those same mechanisms. So, you know, if we keep up those high hygiene standards, it'll protect us from lots of things.
Yeah, good point. Well, if that's the case, the lesson to be learned here is make sure if you are elderly, if you're vulnerable, go and get your flu vaccine and get that COVID vaccine taken care of to protect yourself and the rest of society moving forward. Do you agree?
Absolutely. And, we've seen in recent times that COVID hasn't gone away and it won't anytime soon. And our best protection from that is the vaccine. So, yeah, absolutely encourage everyone to go out and get it as soon as they can.
Associate Professor Paul Griffin, thank you very much for joining us this morning.
It's been a pleasure. Thank you.